माधवा कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी यशोद नंदना गज जन रंजना यशोद नंदना गज जन रंजना जमुना तीरावन चारी जमुना तीरावन चारी जया राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अस्तोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद् दृष्टिवांगेस एसी भक्ति वेदांता स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। लॉर्ड शिवा महादेव की जय। ग्रंथ राज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांगा। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So this morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto, 2nd chapter, verse number 2. Okay, let's see. Vittameva kalonirnam Janmachara gunodaya Dharmanyaya vyavasthayam Karanam balame vahi. Please chant. Vittameva kalonirnam Janmachara gunodaya Dharmanyaya vivasthayam Karanam balame vahi Vittam eva kalamrinam Janmachara gunodaya Dharmanyaya vivasthaya Karanam balame vahi Vittam eva kalonirnam Janmachara gunodaya Dharmanyaya vivasthaya Karanam balame vahi Vittameva kalonirnam Janmachara gunodaya Dharmanyaya vivasthaya Karanam balame vahi फलमेव हि वित्तमेव कलानीनां जन्माचारा गुणोदया धर्मान्याय व्यवस्थायां कारणं बलमेव हि. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada's sincere followers. In Kali Yuga, wealth alone will be considered the sign of a man's good birth, proper behavior, and fine qualities. And law and justice will be applied only on the basis of one's power. Purport. In the age of Kali, a man is considered high class, middle class, or low class merely according to his financial status, regardless of his knowledge, culture, and behavior. In this age, there are many great industrial and commercial cities with luxurious neighborhoods reserved for the wealthy. On beautiful tree-lined roads within apparently aristocratic homes, it is not unusual to find many perverted, dishonest, and sinful activities taking place. According to Vedic criteria, a man is considered high class if his behavior is enlightened, and his behavior is considered enlightened if his activities are dedicated to promoting the happiness of all creatures. Every living being is originally happy because in all living bodies there is an eternal spiritual spark that partakes of the divine conscious nature of God. When our original spiritual awareness is revived, we become naturally blissful and satisfied in knowledge and peace. An enlightened or educated man should endeavor to revive his own spiritual understanding, and he should help others experience the same sublime consciousness. The great Western philosopher Socrates stated that if a man is enlightened, he will automatically act virtuously, and Srila Prabhupada confirmed this act. But in the Kali Yuga, this obvious truth is disregarded, and the search for knowledge and virtue has been replaced by vicious, animalistic competition for money. Those who prevail become the top dogs of modern society, and their consumer power grants them a reputation as most respectable, aristocratic, and well-educated. This verse also states that in the age of Kali, brute strength, balam eva, will determine law and justice. We should keep in mind that in the progressive Vedic culture, there are no artificial dichotomy between spiritual and public realms. All civilized people took it for granted that God is everywhere and that his laws are binding upon all creatures. The Sanskrit word dharma therefore indicates one's social or public obligation as well as one's religious duty. Thus, responsibly caring for one's family is dharma, and engaging in the loving service of God is also dharma. This verse indicates, however, that in the age of Kali, the principle of might makes right will hold sway. In the first chapter of this canto, we observed how this principle infiltrated India's past. Similarly, as the Western world achieved political, economic, and technological hegemony over, whatever that means, over Asian lands, bogus propaganda was disseminated to the effect that Indian and, in general, all non-Western religion, theology, and philosophy are somehow primitive and unscientific, mere mythology and superstition. Fortunately, this arrogant, irrational view is now dissipating, and people all over the world are beginning to appreciate the staggering wealth of spiritual philosophy and science available in Sanskrit literature of India. This just kind of reminded me of that we heard Modi's speech for the installation of the Bhagavad Gita. And he was making this particular point about how our literature is now being, he wants the Bhagavad Gita to go everywhere because our Bhagavad Gita has so much, has all knowledge for no matter what kind of background there is. So he was making this point that he's seeing that that's happening. In other words, many intelligent people no longer consider traditional Western religion or empirical science, which has virtually superseded religion as the official Western dogma, necessarily authoritative merely because the West has politically and economically subdued other geographic and ethnic configurations of humanity. Wow, what a sentence. Thus, there is now hope that spiritual issues can be contested and resolved on a philosophical level and not merely by crude test of arms. Next, this verse points out that the rule of law will be applied unequally to the powerful and the powerless. Already in many nations, justice is available only to those who can pay and fight for it. In a civilized state, every man, woman, and child must have equal and rapid access to a fair system of laws. In modern times, we sometimes refer to this as human rights. Certainly, human rights are one of the more obvious casualties of the age of power. Nama Om Shri Padaya Krishna Krishna Bhagavishna 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 Bhagavishna. Wow, there's so much in the purport. And this chapter, Kali Yuga, this canto, 12th canto, so much about the symptoms of Kali Yuga, the dynasties of Kali Yuga. I was thinking that how this Bhagavatam was spoken 5,000 years ago. And I can't imagine what kind of shock the Sukadeva Goswami and other sages must be feeling about Kali Yuga and what it is going to be like. Now, 5,000 years ago, culture was very different. So now we're talking 5,000 years later. We see it happening. And I was thinking that for us, in some sense, it's not a shock, because Krishna is very kind. He just always gradually he has us experience. So, you know, we took birth in such a Kali Yuga right now, so we kind of was born into it. So we don't know much different in one sense. And when we read a little further what's going to happen, maybe those things are a little more shocking. But some of these things happen. We're seeing it. But yet, I was thinking that when it happens to us directly, then it becomes a shock. Like, for example, justice. If you don't get justice unless you have might or you have money, we know that. Everybody knows that. If you're in a situation, in a legal situation, you have to pay so much money. And if you don't have money, you can't fight. But that's also another thing I was thinking, that it's not just money. It's not, you know, like it describes here, if you have money, then you're considered to be great. Wealth alone will be considered the sign of man's good birth, proper behavior, and fine qualities. And it's by money only you can buy justice. And I was thinking, it's only by money that you can get health. And I had that experience. A few years ago, I was with Madhuri Leela at Radha Kund. And we had taken a shower, a dip at the Kund. And Madhuri Leela had... she had complete loss of memory, so to speak. And you can imagine, I was totally freaked out. I didn't know what to do. She started saying, "Where are we? And are these my clothes?" And, you know, that kind of thing. And so from the Kund, right away, we took a scooter and we went to Vrindavan, because there was nothing at Radha Kund itself. And the whole time I was in anxiety. And it's interesting that how, although she didn't have certain memory, but she is a registered nurse, so she knows what goes on. So she was able to diagnose herself that what's happening with her. So she said, "We need to go to the hospital right away. We need to do something about it right away. You have to do something within half an hour." I forget exactly. But anyway, we reached Vrindavan, and unfortunately, the scooter wala took us to the Bhaktivedanta Hospice, rather than the hospital, and I went there, and he said, I said, "Oh, my friend." He said, "No, this is a hospice." I said, no, she's not dying. I need a hospital." So they told me where the hospital was, we had a hard time anyway. I got to the hospital. And when I went there, and again, I was in so much anxiety because time was an essence. And so when I went there, I asked them that we need to do, you know, she's in this situation. And they said, we can't do that unless you give us 80 rupees for the x-ray. Now, 80 rupees is nothing, but we just came from the Kund. I didn't even have any shoes on my feet. Forget about having a rupee on me. And I, you know, so they wouldn't let me get in, go to a doctor or get the x-ray done unless I gave them money. Where am I supposed to get money? And that is the situation. This is what it is. There is no sense of feeling of compassion that this person is in a situation that they need money, they need to get checked. Anyway, Varuna, my dear brother, came to rescue. He was in Delhi and he arranged for Ganga Prasad's son to come and deliver some money and whatever, we had to wait. And by Krishna's mercy, everything went fine. But I was thinking that how when it really hits home, that's when you realize that how Kali Yuga is such a terrible age. It's such a, it's scary. It's scary to think about what is happening and how things are going to go worse. But I don't want to sit down and talk about Kali Yuga, to be honest. It could be depressing. So I'm going to talk about what Bhaktivinod Thakur says about Kali Yuga and how we can transcend Kali Yuga. This is what I want to say. And he says this, you know me, when I think about verse, I think about bhajans. That's how my mind works. So Bhaktivinod Thakur sings this very, very blissful song. Very blissful. He is so much in ecstasy. You can see when we read the song that how he's so happy. Because he says, sing it? Okay, I'll sing the first one. Boro sukher khabor gai, boro sukher khabor gai. Sura bhi kunjete namer hat khuleche. Khodanitai, 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 khodanitai. He is so happy. He's singing, gai, he's singing. And what is he singing? Boro sukher. Khabar. He has some very, very, Bor means very, very good news. And what is this good news? He's saying at Surabhi Kunj, there is a marketplace that has opened. And what are they selling at that marketplace? The holy name. That's right. He's selling the holy name. But that's not the only good news. There's another good news. And that he says in the in the next one, Boro mojar kathatai, Boro mojar kathatai, Shraddha mulye shuddha naam se hatete bikai. So again he's saying, I have something to tell you what's happening there. Boro moja. Moja is different than happiness. Moja means more like fun. Something, it has more the fun connotation. It's kind of like when you go to a party and you have some fun. So that usually that word moja has that connotation. So he says, I have to tell you something fun that's happening in that marketplace. Okay, holy name is being sold, but what is the price? And that is, he's excited about telling you what the price is. And he says, it's Shraddha Mulye, only at the price of Shraddha, of faith. And it's not just Naam, it's Shuddha Naam, pure holy name is being sold. Only with the price of faith. Then he says, Jata Bhakta Brindabasi, Jata Bhakta Brindabasi, Adhikari Dekhe Nama Beche Daro Kasi. That's interesting. We have sang this song so many times, Our Lady's Bhajans, but you know, when you have to speak, you really kind of see things or read things carefully. He's addressing actually the Bhakta Vrinda. For some reason, I always thought that, you know, Bhaktivinoda was talking to all the people around or everywhere. But he's actually here, he's saying that Lord Nityananda when he saw that the devotees are attracted to the holy name, that's when he has opened this marketplace for them, and adhikari dekhe, he's going to see what adhikari, what's the English for adhikar? Anybody help me? Qualification, thank you. So he's going to see your qualification, and then he's going to give you that holy name, Shuddha Naam. Now, I've been thinking about what is this adhikar? Because he is going to give us he's going to give us the holy name with the price of our faith. But then it describes in the next verse that he's going to look at our qualification. So is our faith not the qualification? So I was meditating, I couldn't figure that out. But this morning I feel like Lord Nityananda. By the way, this morning Lord Nityananda looks so beautiful at Mangal Arati. I love that black and white outfit he wears, and this nice light blue necklace. And you know, at Mangal Arati you can actually see his beauty, because it's not with, although right now his Gornitai had dressed so beautiful, the flower garlands on his lotus feet and flowers on his turbans, and you know, they look so beautiful. So anyway, so this morning it occurred what this adhikar is. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he writes in the purport of this other bhajan, Vaisheshika Prabhu sings that, Nadiya Godrume Nityananda Mahajan. So in that purport, he describes that, again, that bhajan is also about the marketplace. And he says that Nityananda Prabhu, at the order of Lord Chaitanya, is going out and giving this holy name, and he's giving out the Shuddha Naam. But he says that there are two kinds of Naam. There is a Namabhas. One is called Chayanambhas, and the other one is called Pratibimba. Chayanambhas is shadow Namabhas, and Pratibimba Namabhas is reflection. So Chayanambhas, he said that one who is chanting of Chayanambhas, they can get eventually Shuddha Naam. And what Chayanambhas is, that one who is devoid of desire for bhoga and moksha. So one who is devoid of bhoga, which is sense gratification, and moksha, liberation, they can gradually get Shuddha Naam. Whereas those who are chanting Pratibimba Namabhas, in other words, those who desire for bhoga and moksha, they will not get Shuddha Naam. They will get their desires fulfilled of bhoga and moksha. Sometimes we think, what is bhoga and what is moksha? On a certain level, we know what bhoga is. On a certain level, we know moksha is. You know, we don't want to merge in the supreme, or I don't want sense gratification. But when we go deeper and deeper and deeper into it, and understanding what bhoga is, what is moksha, bhoga has subtle desires, subtle sensual desires, or moksha, we're sick and tired of anxiety and we want to get rid of anxiety. We want liberation from our mind, our troubles, or whatever. That's a deeper level of understanding what moksha is. So Lord Nityananda, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that that's when we are rid of that, that is when we will get Shuddha Naam. And Srila Prabhupada, actually in another purport, I think it's in the purport of Lochandas Thakur's Vishaya Chariya Se Rase Majiya. In that purport, Prabhupada says that we have to give away. That's one thing we have to give away, is our desire for sense gratification. Only one thing, to get the holy name. Vishaya Chariya Se Rase Majiya Mukhe Bolo Hari Hari. that's when we can chant the name of Hari. So here when Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, Adhikari dekhe naam beche daro kasi, when he sees our adhikar, in other words, when he sees our desire not to have bhoga, not to have moksha, when he sees that, then he gives us the holy name. And the next verse he sings, Jadi nama kinbe bhai, jadi nama kinbe bhai, Amar sange chalo maha janer kache jai. He's saying, that's a very important word he says in the very first word, yadi, if. If we want to buy, kinbe bhai, if we want to buy this holy name. Now listen, he's addressing to the bhaktas, yes? He's addressing to all of us. And he's saying, listen, Nityananda is there, he's selling the holy name, he is going to check us out, whether we have the qualification. So, if you want to come, what does that tell you, if? Can anybody tell me what that if is telling? Is assuming something. You have to decide, yes. Because maybe some of us may not want to do that. So some of us devotees may not want to do that. Some of us may not want to give up bhoga, moksha. So he's saying, if, like Madan Pawan Prabhu was saying, we have to decide, if you want to buy this holy name, then Amar Sange Chalo, come with me. I will take you to Lord Nityananda. And what will happen? He says, next one, Tumi kinbe Krishna naam, Tumi kinbe Krishna naam, Dasturi loibo ami purna habe kam. So he's being a businessman here. He's saying, if you buy the holy name, if you come with me, and if you buy the holy name, then I'll get my commission for bringing you there. And then both of our desires will be fulfilled. You'll get the Shuddha Naam, and I will get the commission. So we all can think that if we also want Shuddha Naam, Krishna, Lord Nityananda will be happy to give us commission. He'll be happy to give us some commission if we bring others. If we bring each other, each one of us, if we encourage, because he's right now talking to the bhakta, so if we can encourage each one of us, each other, that listen, let's sit down and chant the holy name, let's chant our japa, let's try to chant 16 rounds, let's do it all together. Yesterday, Mother Nanda was saying in our Nectar of Instruction class, she was talking about how she was encouraging us that we need to chant our 16 rounds daily. We need to do that. If we encourage each other, then we get some commission as well. So that's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying. And then again, he repeats himself and he says, Lord Borodoyal Nityananda, Shadha Matra Loya Den Parama Ananda. Lord Nityananda is so merciful. He's so merciful. Just by Shadha, just by faith, he will give us this Shuddha Naam. Then he says, if ek bar dekhle chakshesh dal, if he sees one time, he sees a tear coming out of your eyes, then he will give you everything. He will give you Gora. He says, ek bar dekhle Gora bole nitai den sakala sambal. He will give us everything what we need for our spiritual life. He will give us everything if he sees one time tear coming out. I have to thank Yadubar Prabhu and Mother Vishakha for having for making this nice movie, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, what's it called? Hare Krishna Movement? No, Hare Krishna Movement, is that what it's called? Hare Krishna Mantra? Mantra and the Swami that made it all. The mantra, the movement, and the Swami that made it all. I mean, I don't think so there was any dry eye when watching that movie. I think we all had tears flowing out from our eyes watching that movie. And Srila Prabhupada, he's come Gora Vani Pracharine, He came here to give Gauravani, to talk about Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. So if watching his movie, we have tears in our eyes, I have full faith that Lord Nityananda is going to give us this mercy. He's seen the tears in our eyes. And he's happy to see that we're crying, to see, feeling so grateful to Srila Prabhupada for what he has done. And otherwise, too, the other day, we were talking about Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, and Mother Taruni was talking about in his very last days when he was so sick, and he was trying to give. He was trying to, in the very last days, he was trying to give Krishna to the assembled Vaishnavas. And I saw Mother Ragatmika's face, and I could see she was almost in tears. She was choked up. When Lord Nityananda sees that, why do you think she was choked up? Because she has given so much the holy name to everybody. She's gone out and distributed so many books. The heart becomes soft so that when we hear such things, when we hear how other devotees are doing the same thing, tears comes to our eyes. This is when Lord Nityananda sees that, he's very happy. He doesn't see, Lord Nityananda does not, he doesn't care for what is your background, jati, dhana, vidya, bala. He doesn't see what kind of dhan. If you have dhan, we're talking about money here. In Kali Yuga, wealth alone will be considered the sign of man's good birth, proper behavior, and fine qualities. No, Lord Nityananda does not see that. He does not see how much money do you have. He does not even see how much knowledge you have or strength. Nothing. He will give you Shuddha Shiksha. He will give you the pure knowledge. And doesn't make a difference. Grihe thako, vane thako, na thake janjal. Whether you're in the household life, whether you're in the sannyas, it doesn't make a difference. Lord Nityananda does not see that. He's so merciful. And this is the line that made me think about this verse of this bhajan. Aar nahi ko kalir bhai, aar nahi ko kalir bhai, achandale de naam nita doya moy. He's saying that aar nahi ko kalir bhai, there is no more fear of Kali. No more fear. Because why? Because Lord Nityananda is very merciful. He's not merciful. The word is doyamoy. Doyamoy means he is made up of mercy. You know, like sugar is made up of sweetness. Lord Nityananda is made up of mercy. So Lord Nityananda is made up of mercy. And what is he doing? Achandale denam. He is giving the name all the way from the chandalas. Now we think, you know, Malecha Yavanas, we are actually the most fallen. I think somebody beat us, and those are the chandalas. And Lord Nityananda is giving the Shuddha Nam even to the chandalas. And therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, "Aar nahi ko kalir bhai." We don't need to have any fear of this age of Kali. It's kind of like Kali is going to happen. It is happening. Kali is here. But by Lord Nityananda's mercy, it's kind of like we are flying in an airplane. So one who is flying in the airplane, the traffic jam down on the earth does not affect the person who is flying on the airplane. So this is our situation. If we can give up Vishaya Charya, Prabhupada said one thing, if we can give up our desire for kama or bhoga, if we can give that up, and if we desire to chant the holy name, if we follow Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's inviting us to come. Prabhupada is inviting us. All the devotees are inviting us to go and go and meet Lord Nityananda, then we don't have to worry about Kali. Is that right, Shyamali? Are you worried about Kali?
Not after hearing your class.
Not after hearing my class. Well, this is Lord Nityananda saying we don't have to worry about it. We don't have to worry about it. But we just have to do, we have to do what Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying. So the question here is, and I ask you all devotees, how are we going to give up this desire for sense gratification? How are we going to cultivate this Shraddha? What is the answer to that? What is your realization on how we're going to give up Vishaya and actually chant the holy name, even at least not Pratibimba Namabhas, but at least Chaya Namabhas, so that we can get the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So I'd like to ask you, Vishnudev Prabhu, if you can take the mic, and whoever would like to answer that.
So the devotees are already given up so many sense gratification. Mm-hmm. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no drugs, no this. So they're all, I mean, it's just in time maybe they would even give up even more out of subtle sense gratification. But the gross ones are already given up. You see?
Yes. And how let me ask you, Thirukam Prabhu, how were all of us able to give up those gross sense gratification, and how are we going to continuously give up the subtle? That is my question.
Well, once we stay in this realm of devotional service, stay in the association, follow the instructions of Guru and follow what the acharyas want us to do, then definitely we would become more and more purified and able to do that.
Thank you. Anybody else would like to? Yes, Nita. Nitya. Nitya. Nitya.
What I'm thinking of is through association and service of the devotees who don't have those desires or who are sincerely chanting, at least on that chanting that level of the name, they are giving up the desire. They're not maintaining the desires, so they are trying to give up those desires for liberation. And
Thank you. So staying in the association of those devotees and serving those devotees who are on that level. Actually, I want to read a purport by Srila Prabhupada. It's a speech that Srila Prabhupada gave. Srila Prabhupada said, "The discussion on Krishna Katha is viryavan. Just like when there is sex life, if the man is viryavan, there will be pregnancy. Similarly, if we hear from devotee, that immediate action will be there, some inclination that, why not become Krishna conscious? That is viryavan. Why not, again Prabhupada repeats, why not become Krishna conscious? That is called shraddha. Shraddha bhaktir anukramishyati. Tad joshanat ashu apavarga vartmani shraddha. This is called shraddha. If by hearing from devotees or in the association of devotees one is inclined, now why not become Krishna conscious? That is very nice. Sukritina, immediately the effect of pious activities. Ado shraddha. That is the beginning of spiritual life. So Srila Prabhupada is saying that is the beginning of spiritual life by hearing from the Vaishnavas, by serving the Vaishnavas. But then he further says, and, hear this carefully, and if you want to develop your spiritual life more and more, then satam prasangat, then you have to associate with devotees. So you may hear initially adarshada, you may hear from devotees, but if we want to develop our spiritual life more and more, then we have to associate with devotees. Those devotees who are very serious on that path. Devotee association is not that we come in the association of devotees and speak about material things. No, that is not sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha is where we encourage, help each other in progressing our spiritual life. We have to have that culture amongst us, not just during the Bhagavatam class, not just during our readings, not during formal gatherings, but our association should be as such that we are discussing how to improve our spiritual life, how we can, when there are problems within, we all going through difficulties, this one or that one, but how to resolve those problems in a Krishna conscious way so that we can become closer to Krishna, so that we can actually give up our vishaya and we can get Lord Nityananda's mercy, we can get the qualification, and thus Lord Nityananda will be kind to us to give us the pure holy name. So anybody has any more further reflection? Yes, Mother Mohan Prabhu.
I'm always so satisfied to notice that devotees are all, whatever they're thinking now, they're always paraphrasing verses. So I just get numbers. So I thought of 325:25, but then that's just the verse that you were reading.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
For people who know what the verse is.
Sataprasangat madmaviriya. I forget. Yeah.
And okay. And then you think of the 1:2:16 shushusho shraddha. It says by hearing, you know, by serving the spiritual master, by serving the devotees, you take on their quality, and the quality is the urge to hear, the next verse, 17. And then by developing that quality, the eagerness to hear, then the super soul in the heart cleanses the desire for material enjoyment from the heart. So everybody is paraphrasing, I just get the numbers. And then I was thinking also when you mentioned the elevationists, the ones who are interested in knowledge, and the other group was the commies, so that they're generally referred to also as gyanis and karmis, and you know the 1-1-11.
I don't know numbers.
Bhakti Rasmita Sindhu. Anukulena.
Krishna.
So it mentions those same two groups again. You have to give up. So it's always the same. The ones who want to enjoy this material world and the ones who want to get out of the material world. The jnanis, they're the ones that, how do you stop it? How do you get out of the material world? And the karmis say, why do you want to get out? All you need is a little bit more money and you can get these other things. So when those two things, so it seems like a diamond has many facets. So there's many different angles of vision to look at the gem. So thank you very much
for
your
class. Thank you,
I really liked when you were singing it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Divyanga Prabhu. Yes, Divyanga Prabhu.
I like what you said about maintaining your spiritual consciousness outside of Bhagavatam class and outside of sanghas that we do, because that's the point. If there's constant hearing and chanting, we can actually become conscious of Krishna. And that's the only way that we can act properly. So we take what we learn from Bhagavatam and from our japa, and then if we continue during the day to have sound vibration that is spiritual, and if you can't read, if you can't chant, at least put it on. Everybody has electronic devices. And put Srila Prabhupada or others chanting and have the vibration in your car and in your home. You'll have a much better chance of acting properly. And it's very difficult in the age of Kali, but if we constantly hear and chant, then we have a chance.
Thank you. Thank you, Divyanga Prabhu. You're an example of that. You definitely are an example of that. Thank you. Himavati.
I found that when we share with other devotees how the Lord reciprocates to our efforts, it really helps us, you know, give up this material attachment, because we feel the joy that it is to surrender. And I like very much when devotees share, oh, you know, Krishna did this and this and that, and reciprocation, and this is something that is a jewel for helping us, you know, just feel that material things are so tasteless.
Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else would like to share something? Like Hemavati Mataji said, yes, Tulsi.
I just got caught up in the question that you asked about, well, we gave up the gross desires. How did we do that so that we can get rid of the subtle ones? And I think that when you first decide to start following the principles is because something attracted you, something with a higher taste, you know? And so you're saying that the associating gives you more of that taste, I guess that influences you more to give up more of the subtle desires?
Yes, yes. And that association, again, has to be on a deeper level, on a deeper level. It's important. That means, and deeper level means to really seriously share Krishna Katha. And the more we hear, I mean, the Bhagavatam is just so amazing. I mean, it's purifying. Just to hear the Bhagavatam is purifying. So, like Madan Mohan Prabhu was saying, that automatically, as we do our part, then Krishna is the one who purifies our heart. Not that we can do it on our own, and not that that it happens because we associate, but because Krishna is pleased to see how we're associating with each other, then he removes the dirty things from our heart. So it's always, we, you know, we talk about the two fingers, you know. We do our part, and then Krishna does his part. And so that's how it happens, yes. Yeah. Yes, Nitya.
Can you explain then, because then there's association, and we understand that principle that, like, you know, who you associate with, that's what you become, you know, it rubs you. You know, you see they're advancing, so you want to advance, you see they're happy, you want to become happy. But then there is that second part, which is service, because, you know, sometimes we associate with devotees, but we may not necessarily always render service, because, like Bhagavatam says, by serving the pure devotee, then everything is revealed, so... It seems that that's where we attract the mercy, when we humble ourselves. Is that what it is, or...?
Yes. Service is a very... my understanding, service is a very broad word. So service can be just sitting down and hearing. I mean, I could be talking here, but you might think, I don't want to hear Madhumati speak. I am so-and-so, and why should I sit down and hear her speak? So, but the fact that you come and sit down and hear me speak, that shows your humility, that you want to hear somebody else speak. So that is service. Now another service could be so many other things, like Lord Chaitanya would serve by washing the devotee's clothes, you know, so that he did menial service. So that is also service. So, and we see that with Srila Prabhupada, so many devotees did different kinds of service. You know, chanting our rounds in one sense is service, you know. And so service is broad, from doing physical, menial service, and the highest, or I shouldn't use the word highest, but I guess hearing, like Bhakti Siddhanta said about Srila Prabhupada, he likes to hear. He noted that he likes to hear. So that was his service to Bhakti Siddhanta, and he was very much appreciated that. So yeah, everything, and I guess in one sense, whatever our inclination is. So if our inclination is wanting to hear, or our inclination is to tell somebody about Krishna, whatever our inclination is to go and iron somebody's clothes, then do that, whatever is your inclination. But yes, service is important. Is that fine? Yeah? Any other reflections on the subject matter? Thank you very much for being such a good audience and encouraging me. Hare Krishna.